Merry Christmas! Happy
Hanukkah, Kwanzaa,
all of it.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Happy holidays.
We decided to squeeze in one little holiday special before we leave.
It'll be short.
Ooh, hello.
Somebody,
hey! Come join us.
This is Shelby.
Come grab a chair. Come join us.
I'm gonna go get lunch.
Oh, okay.
We got lunch already.
Here.
This is Shelby. Okay. You can't see her, but
tuck
she's a friend.
Tuck in.
Hey.
Hi.
She's got an amazing dog.
Oh, I should bring her in.
Yeah.
You want me to bring her?
Like, yeah.
No.
I wish. Right. Oh yeah, because last time you put Gidget on your lap.
I did.
That was amazing.
It was pretty cool. Do you want a slice pizza?
Oh, okay.
Okay. Sounds good. Bye. We'll see you soon. Bye. Goodbye.
We'll bring Shelby on one day.
Uh-huh.
On the podcast.
On the pod.
What we're saying, welcome back.
Welcome back. Well, okay, so it's Friday, and we're...
Turn that... mute that mic. This is how...
This is how we make things.
This is how...
Yeah,
is,
I did it.
This is real life, everybody.
It was in my face. Yeah, so it's Friday, and
so
we're recording a special episode.
We're not staying late. We're recording
we're doing it at lunch. We got nice props here.
My girlfriend bought us pizza.
She's great.
Because we were staying in lunch to do this podcast. She's like, I don't want you guys to starve.
She's amazing. She's amazing.
Have a piece of pizza.
I'm going to eat on camera.
That's okay.
Just don't chew on the mic.
Yeah, you were just chewing on the mic.
I was. I'm so sorry. I fucked up.
I was like, oh, no, that's not going to be pleasant to the ears.
So Star was a wonderful human being.
I didn't know that we were going to record this holiday special. Otherwise, I would have presented this on the show.
I know. I retroact because I wanted to make it a Christmas episode when Lauren was here, but I forgot the lights. And my gifts didn't come in.
Don't you mean a holiday episode?
Oh.
It doesn't matter.
Holiday?
No one cares.
I'm just kidding.
I know. The winter break special. And but Star gave us these amazing gifts.
You have to go to the YouTube channel to see them.
Uh-oh.
We don't even need to tell you what they are.
We're not going to tell you. You're going to have to go on and look.
No, you can tell.
No, we can't say it.
Really?
Yeah, really.
They're Harry Potter themed.
Oh, goddammit.
But they don't know what it is.
But I'm saying they had to go to the YouTube channel to be able to see what it is.
Well, they know it's Harry Potter, but they could be anything.
It could be anything.
It could be a book. It could be a
candle.
It could be a piece of pie.
I mean,
here's the thing. The audience now knows it's none of those things.
I mean, I was like, there might be a hint because you could hear zippers.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We got Harry Potter underwear.
On this wonderful Christmas time, I'm going to get comfortable now. Mm-hmm. So that
yeah, because it's warm in here.
My present is more revealing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
they're getting
just
context
literally
clues.
Told people what it is.
Nope, they don't know. Hey, if you
look,
watch,
they're going to be like this. I think that's what it is.
But you know what?
You will never know unless you actually see it.
Go to podcast commentary on our Slack. And if you haven't watched the video yet, ooh, I just spit on that mic. If you haven't watched the video yet, just comment what you think it is that we have.
Yeah.
It could be anything. Harry Potter or something.
So that means don't screenshot it and put it in the thing until
don't
guess.
Be an asshole and
okay,
don't
Okay, well
that.
You can screenshot it maybe like
and
I don't
blur
know.
It out. Blur us out. Screenshot it and blur us out, and then the audience will have to guess. Slack has to guess what we're wearing.
I say 1 week spoiler.
Yeah.
After a week, you can put it on there.
Yeah.
Make an emoji out of it.
Anyway. All right. Well.
Oh, should I? Well, I have PO box. I keep forgetting.
I have gifts too.
What? But... I didn't. Mine didn't come in.
I know. It's okay. You
can... I was pissed.
What happened? Mail?
Just Amazon was. It didn't. What I got was on Prime.
Did you order? Yeah, I was gonna say like, did you order something? You're like, that's a great deal, and you order it, and then you realize it's not coming for
a
month.
It's not on Prime. Yep.
Oh, it's not on Prime.
I thought it was, and I ordered it, and it's not on Prime.
I'm sorry.
So it's okay. We'll see you in January.
It'll be the new year. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll bring the
we'll come back.
Today's my last day. Today is also your last day.
My last day.
Don't say it like
year.
That.
No. Well, we're not. We're gonna come back.
You're going on vacation. Today is my. You have to go.
Today is my last day forever.
Well, you can't, yeah, don't say, last day is very, it's like.
This is the last day of the year that I'm going to be here.
Yeah. So here, I'm going to get my gifts, and we can talk about what these gifts are, so.
You guys are too good.
Presents.
Listen to the present.
What is it?
Okay, first one, I'm going to just pass them out.
Okay.
I've got a square looking box.
Is that for me?
Semi-heavy for Spencer.
Oh, man. Did you wrap these?
I did wrap these.
Oh. Wow, look at this wrapping.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, if I tried to wrap this, it would be a disaster.
I was like, these are nicely wrapped. I wonder if
you can wrap these. I was like, I'm just going to wrap them. They're going to rip them off. Doesn't matter.
Guys, a little tip, wrapping tip for somebody who's, for somebody like me who's wrapping inept. Bags are your best friend. I learned this way too late. I tried to wrap, and I'm just really bad at it for whatever reason. Bags are a godsend because you just put it in the bag.
You got to buy those little tissues too.
Hey, that's fine.
You got
I just buy a bunch of Kleenex.
And the good thing with the bag is that you can reuse them.
Yeah, exactly. You go, hey, can I have that bag?
Yeah.
And then they go, no.
That's why
I don't.
You write on the bag. I don't like when people reuse my bag. I'm like, I'm gonna.
Yeah, and you're like, I know where you got that. That was from me, you asshole.
If I had to guess, I'm gonna guess.
Okay. Oh yeah, make guesses.
It's flat.
It's flat. It's thin.
And thin. So either it is.
I'd say what? That's 3 feet by 3 feet.
Yeah. This is
no
either,
2 feet. That's
this is either an album or a calendar.
Spencer?
These are my two guesses.
I think it's. I think hers is a.
I can't tell. And like by weight, I think like I don't want to bend it just in case. I don't know.
It's okay. It's a porp. Is that what those things are called?
Porg.
Porg. I finally saw the movie, so I know what it is. Except they didn't say it in the movie.
I don't know what it is. So
oh, you don't?
No, but it's fine.
Oh, I'm not going to say it. Let's not talk about this now. I'm sorry.
I haven't watched Star Wars yet.
I have.
Finally. I know. These two have.
But you watched the trailer, didn't you?
I closed my eyes during the trailer, but... I saw pieces of
it. The Infinity War trailer came on during it. I just put my eyes down. I didn't close my ears this time. And surprisingly, you don't get a lot of information.
Yeah, if you close your eyes.
No, you just hear catchphrases like, get this man a shield. You're like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, you know who that is. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like, pew, bum, bum, boom, pew, boom.
I'm trying to test like the weight, like compare the weight like on my body to see what it is.
Yours is harder to guess, so I'm going to go ahead.
Okay, go for it. What is it?
It's a Steven Universe calendar!
Yeah!
Oh, that's awesome!
Yeah, because then you can use it all the time. You know, it's like you could see it, and then it's like a thing
oh
that
my
lives
gosh.
There.
Oh, this is great! Oh my gosh, this is so good!
It's got all the characters and art.
Thank
it's gonna
you!
Be like,
of course.
It's going to be like Hanukkah, because we got these presents yesterday. You're getting these presents today, and then we'll come back, and you'll get more presents.
It's like everyone gets a day to get their presents.
Yeah, okay, that actually worked out great.
So then you're doing like the Three Kings thing. Do you guys know that tradition?
Yes.
I don't. What is that?
So it's mostly like Latin Catholic community.
You know me.
So in
Latin Catholic.
In January
Spencer
after
the Latin Catholic.
In January after Christmas, there's usually like a Three Kings parade, and it's about the Three Kings bringing the the stuff to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And since they brought presents to Jesus, it's like Christmas too.
So
you get a little tiny present.
It's like
for
a little bonus. Little known fact, you know the 12 days of Christmas?
Yeah.
The 12 days of Christmas is actually after the 25th.
Are you telling me they've lied to me the whole
time? So the 25th of Christmas is the first day of Christmas, and then it goes all the way up until January 6th or something, up until the day when the Three Kings come.
What?
So that's that's the actual 12 days. So when you see people throwing away their Christmas tree like the day after, it's like, no. Christmas
got
just
11
started.
More days.
Yeah. That just, I think, is kind of cool.
That
kind of
blew my
mind. We'll have a whole Christmas thing.
Yeah, the Three Kings Parade was actually used to be like one of my favorite things to go to. Because it was a parade in Little Havana. So it was like the most Cuban thing in the world. So it was like, we had like New Year's Day parade. Sure, we had Christmas whatever parade. So, you know, you get your Rose Bowl on TV.
Yeah.
So it's still very like Americana parade. And then like you'd have this rando Three Kings Parade. And it's just like... all the salsa music. It's like everybody in the community who like participates and like all like the, like, I don't know. It's like Latin high schoolers with their bands. And,
Miami
like,
sounds like a hip
fun.
Town.
So I want to know, fun. I want to know in podcast commentary from the audience, I want to know if you're from a place other than here. I mean, okay, so everybody kind of has their own traditions, and I'm fine if you're, even if you're from America and you have like an interesting or different tradition than normal. Like what that tradition is, but what's also interesting to me is like, if you're from somewhere that's not America, how do you celebrate it differently than we do here, if you do? Because I know some places celebrate much differently, or you know, at least substantially differently.
I know, yeah, not too crazy difference, but you ever do that thing where you leave your shoes out in St. Nick?
So I never did, but I heard about that being a thing. Yeah. What is that? Why do you did you?
I
do
don't
that?
Know. Some day in December, you put your shoes out, and then Saint Nick just puts like little
this
Christmas.
It's similar to like people leaving stockings over the yeah. fireplace.
Oh, okay.
It's like that same tradition of.
It's like instead of shoes, it's socks.
Yeah.
That's where the stockings are.
I really want to know what happens, like, underneath the Southern Hemisphere, because it's summertime now.
Oh yeah.
So like, are they drinking like?
I mean, it's summer, but with presents.
Yeah, but, you know.
That sounds like even
instead
better.
Of, like, warm, like, drinks, like, you know, pumpkin spice lattes and eggnogs and things like that. Is it more like fruity drinks, like summery drinks, but Christmassy versions?
Do you guys, I recently found out about the Christmas pickle. Have you heard?
What?
Have you heard about that?
No.
What is it? I love
so,
pickles.
So, like, if you go to Target, I went Target shopping with one of my friends. And, you know, we were looking at a little orange, because I needed to buy Christmas trees for when my mom visits, because I didn't.
Because she's coming.
I haven't decorated for Christmas in, like, years, because either I'm like, it's just me and that feels weird.
Yeah.
Or I'm out of town, so, like, why? Yeah. So this year I was like, oh, she's visiting, I have to, like, do something.
Yeah.
So I bought, like, a little tree and, you know, nothing
yeah,
special,
just a little
something
thing.
In the house.
The cats haven't attacked it yet?
No, because it's tiny and it's above.
Okay, yeah.
So it's fine. But while we were looking at stuff and like we were by the ornaments and things, and there was like, there's a pickle. I'm like, why? I was like, who's putting pickles on their trees? And I turned to her because like she has like Scandinavian heritage. And
okay.
I'm like, this is what I use. Like, what's with the pickles? And she's like, oh yeah, that's like a Swedish thing. You put the pick. It's a pickle ornament. You put the pickle in the tree. And the kids on Christmas Day...
You pick the pickle to put in the tree?
Whoever finds the pickle first gets to open their present first.
What?
And that's, like, why there's a pickle in
there. Wait. Is it like a real pickle?
It's a little ornament. And so it's like a little pickle ornament. But I don't know if, like, traditionally you put a real pickle in. But it's a pickle ornament. And it's green, so it blends in with the tree, or should.
Yeah.
So you hide the pickle
in the
tree. All
right, kids, try to smell the pickle.
And then, like, it's you look for the pickle, and whoever picks it
first
gets to open
the present.
That would
be a dangerous game for me. So my grandma, every year, gives us a $100 bill.
Nice.
But she does it in a way where we have to, like, work to get it.
Hunger Games.
Even better.
So she'll put it in one of those boxes that, like, is locked in certain ways, and you have to try and figure out the combination.
Aww.
Or like she put it in a she basically gave us just a bag of Tootsie Rolls and said inside the wrapper of one of the Tootsie Rolls. Or actually, a better example is one year she did it with walnuts. So we had a bunch of walnuts. We just got a huge, like, just a bag of walnuts.
Okay.
And she had slipped money
inside
one of
the
walnuts.
The walnut?
So you had to crack, and they came with crackers. And you had to crack all of the walnuts and try and get
your grandmother
the money
is
out.
Amazing.
That's,
isn't that awesome?
That's fantastic. There's a part of me that's just like, I'd be mad.
And she works. She finds a new thing every year to do. It's
I think
so
as
nuts.
A kid, I think as a child, I'd be like, this is amazing. I think as a teenager, I'd be like, okay, grandma.
Okay, but here's the thing.
But I think as an adult, I'd be back and bored. I'm like, okay, grandma, let's do this.
So here's
fine.
Here's why it was fine every year is because I have. Three cousins that meet with, like, that we do Christmas with pretty much every year. And so there's four of us, and we're all boys. And we're all pretty competitive. So every year it's a competition to see who gets it first and who gets it last kind of thing. I mean, it's like there's no stakes or anything. It just is like,
it's just like
the four of us are like,
steal
all right, let's go. Let's do it. It's time, whoever, you know. And so anyway, there's a little bit of a competitive aspect to it. So it isn't just like, all right, go find your thing. And when you find it, you're done. It's like you're racing to find it.
So Christmas pickle would have been like a disaster.
Oh, we would have tore that tree apart. It would have been stripped of.
It's a mess, but you're supposed to
needles?
Find it. I don't know if you're supposed to like.
Oh, at our house it would not be found. At our house it would be found and grasped and fought over and.
I think I would move the pickle every day. Like I'd have the pickle on the tree.
You do an Elf on the Shelf.
I would do
pickle
Elf on the Shelf with the pickle.
Wait, what's Elf on the Shelf?
Oh, Elf on the Shelf is a newish thing.
You put an Elf on the Shelf.
Where it's a thing you buy. It's a little.
Spoiler
he's a little,
alert.
He's
for
little,
anybody who's under 10.
Oh,
because they believe this is real. Okay,
oh, yeah.
It's a Christmas thing
Santa
to like
is real,
encourage
but this is
the whole like
parents.
Santa's watching. How does Santa watch?
Wait, what?
So, you know, because Santa watches to see if you're good or bad.
So this is really, this is where the morality of it comes in, and it's sort of fucked up. All right, continue.
So now he's like sneaking on you.
So now you buy the elf on, you buy this elf.
Okay.
And he's like a little elf on the shelf.
He's a little stuffed elf.
That's the branding. It's called Elf on a Shelf.
Yeah.
And every day you move this little doll around the house, and you tell your kids you gotta go find the elf, and like it's part of like
give it a little kiss.
You know, you can name it, but the whole point is that you're telling the kids like, oh, every day the little elf, like at night, he's moving around because he's like reporting to Santa.
Oh my God, that's creepy.
To see what you did, if you're being good, and so like it's part of like, the thing.
I tape that thing down.
It's like the parents move the elf around the house. And
when the kid goes to sleep, and so when he wakes up, the elf's in a new place. And
so it's like, oh, the elf is magic, and he's moving because, and he's like telling Santa what I'm doing.
I'm gonna make a little blindfold. You blindfold the elf and then super glue it to his eyes.
See, the creepiness of it, I think it's like how you explain to the kid how the magic of it works. Like, I think I would, because it's something that I would be inclined to do. I think it could be cute, but I would, because I used to believe in Santa, and I'd be like, oh yeah, Santa's definitely making sure like if I'm good or bad. And in December, I was, like, trying to be extra good, you know? Like, I would try to do chores, and I'm like, no, I want the Nintendo this year, so this is going to happen, you know? So I think if the kid was already in the mindset of believing that, having, like, a little... And I would be like, oh, you could talk to the elf. Like, I would almost, like you tell the elf what you want. Like, I would make it, like, part of the routine of the thing and
friends.
Try to, like... Like, oh, like, he's your buddy, you know, like, try to make it almost like an imaginary friend.
Yeah.
And try to lean on the friendship aspect of it and not a spy aspect.
That's a sad day if the elf has to
Okay, go. So here's my, if anybody doesn't want Christmas spoilers, you should fast forward a couple of minutes, because we're about to spoil Christmas. Go now, if you don't want Christmas spoilers. Okay, so we all know that, like, Santa's not real, right? Okay, so as long as we've all established that.
What?
Oh, shit. Okay, how did you guys find out?
I think it was, I was watching the
movie. Wait, can I open my present really quick?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. Hold on. And then, well, hold on, let me just do it. Yeah. Oh, no! Oh, my God! I see what it is. It says ABS on it. Yes!
What is it?
It's 3D printer filament.
Ooh!
Yeah! It's Hatchbox, too. It's like the best brand.
Yep. You know how I know that?
How do you know?
Because you were talking about that on your live stream.
That's right, yes.
What color is it?
It's, is it glow in the dark.
Oh. Whoa!
What? Oh, I was going to say, I'm like, is it red?
Shit. Mm-hmm. You did good. You know the way to my heart.
Oh, man, we're going to make glow-in-the-dark D&D figures.
Yes.
By the way, if anybody could help us figure out how to make 3D
if anybody wants to make those.
D&D figures.
Like, if anybody's good at Maya or ZBrush or anything that is a 3D, like, program and wants to help us out.
Or if you know, like,
we'll give you
any
a little
hacks or tips or advice
yeah,
for
even
us
if it's
to
just
make
advice.
It, like, that would be dope.
Yeah.
Because we're doing D&D. I think, we can't promise this, but I think at some point we should start audio recording D&D.
I was thinking about that too.
That would be cool, but that's going to take a bit until
that's what I'm saying. It's not right
what
now.
Do you mean until like we're comfortable enough to do
until
it?
Until you're comfortable enough because there's going to be a lot of questions in the which could be in itself
right.
interesting.
Actually, that could be interesting because then everybody like wants to learn. Because
you guys would be super new.
So, I'm sorry, excuse me, burps.
But I was going to say outside of that, like... There is a lot of, like, pausing and minutiae. Like, that's why, like, Harmontown cuts out a lot of, like, the math.
Yeah.
Because without a visual component to that, that's...
It's kind of boring.
That's really boring because it's rolling and looking at a number. And that those few seconds of pause, there's a lot of that.
Yeah.
So...
We'll play with it. We'll play because we're going to do a one-shot and we'll kind of see how it plays. And then if we're feeling like it might be fun. I mean, even if it's just something we record and then put up and even if... Just people want to listen to it for whatever. Like, it could be fun.
I found this thing, and it's over there. It's like this, what's like a square thing or whatever? Like this. It looks like this. It's like a square. And you put it on the table, and I think it's meant to be picked up by everybody.
Oh, that's amazing.
So, like, that would work perfectly.
Yeah, that'd
for
be great.
D&D. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. I want to go back to the Santa thing, but while we're on the subject of D&D, what are you doing there?
I'm just touching a little clothespin.
I thought you were handing it to me. I was like,
Wait. I always forget the number. It's C47.
Yeah, you did it.
I got it. Yes.
It's just a clothespin you use to like.
They're
C-47s, like,
you guys.
And
I
then you can
say
invert
42.
Them. You can invert them and make them C-74s.
Yeah.
You get. I don't want to do it right now.
What?
Yeah, you take this and you flip it upside down, and it becomes a tighter grip, and it's called a C-74.
Too many numbers. I like you just like made me go. I'm like, I have to remember another number.
I think it's because it was an itemized unit.
So yeah. So I think
clothespin 47. Like.
Oh no. Okay. So here's the rumor I heard, and I don't know if any of these are true.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's the rumor I heard about why it's called that. Why clothespins called C-47 is because, when they were making, they used to, when they used to have films and people used to not know what, like, what the executives didn't know what the itemized things were. Like, they would look at the budget and go, why are you spending $300 on clothespins? And they go, it's for the lights. And they go, that's, no, get rid of those. You don't need $300 of clothespins. So they renamed them C-47s. So that they would be like, oh, yeah, those are the things you use to hold gels on the lights and hold
things. That sounds expensive.
That sounds like very, that sounds like a tool.
Yeah.
As opposed to a clothespin.
The rumor I heard.
Okay, we got three different rumors.
Yeah, that's great.
The rumor I heard was that in the old, like, whatever, like the production manuals.
Yes.
That people would order from back in the day, like internet, whatever. That's what their code was. Like, they would be called clothespins, but
the
order number, whatever, was C-47. Yeah. And in order to train new PAs to see if they actually knew what was up, they just started calling it by the order name to make sure they knew what they were doing. And then it became like a thing to just call them that in order to like weed out people who weren't who were too green for the industry.
I guess it could have been a little bit
been,
of both.
Yeah, it could have been any of those things.
You know, it's like, oh, well, they call them C-47s, but they won't listen.
But it seems like as soon as you ever, if you ever meet a new PA, isn't that like one of the first things you tell them?
Yeah,
they're
like,
oh, by
C-47s.
The way, clothespins are C-47s. Yeah. It's like a...
And then extension cords are stingers.
Stingers. Yeah.
Yep.
Weird.
Such weird term.
I learned that at Source for the stinger thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't know that before.
I love wrapping cords.
I know you do. I hate it. I'm so glad you like it.
I'm indifferent.
Okay, so I just started listening to a podcast that is, it's very passive. It's one of those podcasts you listen to in the background of stuff, and I find it like, it's interesting to me because I like storytelling, because I like crafting worlds.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, I'm choking on pizza.
You didn't get a beverage, did you?
I know, I didn't. It's called Friends at the Table.
Okay.
And it is a role-playing podcast, but it is a cooperative storytelling play podcast. So basically what it is it's these people, and the first episode is them just building the world together and the characters together. And then the second, and they've done like 14, well, they've done a ton of them, but the current one they're on, I think they're on episode like 14 or 15 of this journey.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of it being like, D&D where like you say, okay, I want to attack this thing. And then I go, okay, roll, you know.
It'd be like, okay, there's a monster in your party. Roll initiative.
Roll initiative.
Okay,
yeah.
Like Spencer goes first.
So instead of
what
doing that,
do?
What you do is you go, there is what they call a master of ceremonies, an MC. And they are the ones who are kind of like the DM. But instead of them making all the decisions and them kind of having the story in their head and guiding you through this big story and taking you through all the set pieces, they go, so you, okay, so we're going to go, you know, so they might go, you walk into a lounge where you're searching for this, you're a bounty hunter and you're searching, you know,
okay.
That's already established. Like, you walk into this lounge and you're looking for this person. What do you see?
I see a cat.
So the person goes, okay, so I see, like, the lounge has really long chandeliers and it's very dark and moody and neon.
See.
Okay.
And so they're basically building it as they go, and everybody does this. So the
MC. Oh,
it's like a weird improv.
Yeah.
This keeps falling on me every episode.
It's not a podcast episode unless one of the mics falls.
But yeah, it's less about, and it's not the MC is sort of playing the other characters, but is this gonna work? Okay, there we go. Sorry. What's interesting to me too is that they're using a system called, I'm trying to remember what it's called.
Love.
It's a really interesting system that I want to steal from at some point. It's basically an RPG system, but instead of having like attack and defense and like intelligence and all those things, you basically have, You basically have, different emotions.
Uh-huh.
And so say you want to like investigate something. Depending on what the emotion is that you are feeling in that moment. So, like, if
I'm scared.
Yeah, so, like, if I'm in this thing and I'm a bounty hunter and I'm really confident and I'm like, I'm going to go in and find this dude, you're going to scan the room. So you're going to use perception. How are you feeling right now? So you'd add the perception score to, like, okay, right now I'm feeling powerful, right? Because yeah. I know mm-hmm. I'm comfortable in this space. I know mm-hmm. where I am. I know what I'm doing. I'm comfortable in this, like, environment. So you're going to roll your powerful dice. But if you feel scared,
you roll a scared dice.
Okay. So all the die correspond to different emotions.
Interesting.
And so depending on what bonuses your character has for those emotions and what die are corresponding to them, you'll get different scores. So instead of it being based around like attacking and defending and doing specific things, it's all about how you feel. So it becomes this very like
that's really emotional. Literally emotional.
It's an emotional journey because you're like, right now I'm scared. I'm going to roll my scared die and, you know, I'm going to roll my die and I get a 9 and I escape. Right? So you get into that emotion of like, and then they also have this chart that tracks.
I
know, I do too. Well, I'm going to work on learning it because I'm listening to it right now. Okay. But you have this chart that you go, okay, I'm feeling like hesitant. There's no die for hesitant.
Uh-huh.
So I'll go to the chart and go, okay, hesitant is in. Could either be in like sad, or it could be in like helpless, right? So you have like these two. So you have to decide like which one am I feeling more, and I'm gonna roll that die. So it's never about. So it's also not about winning, and that's what's interesting. It's not about like winning. It's about telling a good story. So as they're interacting, like you might fail. But as long as the story, like there's one character who is just, and it's established in the first one, so it's not spoiling anything. But one of the characters in this journey is going to die. And they know by the end they're going to die. And so they have this resolve of like,
no.
I know that my time, basically, it's actually really fascinating. So it's set in a cyberpunk world. Sorry, I'm going on a rant, but it's really interesting. Set in a cyberpunk world. And this is a character that can inhabit different entities.
Okay.
It's basically a digital person that inhabits different bodies.
Uh-huh.
But it has this glitch where every time it jumps from body to body, it loses data. And so it's slowly losing data as it's jumping these bodies. And then if it jumps one more, it knows that it's going to be gone.
Yeah.
Like it is at that point where it's forgotten most of its life. It's actually on a quest to kill one of the characters that's also in its party. That was its initial goal, but it forgot that when it made the jump. So it's like, but it's all so emotional based because it's all around emotion die.
Oh, I'm dwelling on the idea of that character having a half-life every time you jump. And
yep.
I'm just like,
yeah,
what?
It's fascinating. Ugh. And it's all set in this anime cyberpunk world. So anyway, I'm gonna try and learn
that
it,
is
and we'll
please
play it because it's so interesting.
I'm gonna play that now.
I know. I've been listening to it. I was like, "What can we play it in 30 minutes?" But there's no way. Their podcasts are like 2.5 hours long each.
Shit.
Damn.
So it is a session. But it's really fascinating, and I highly recommend going. Here's the thing about it: it is very slow. If you're looking to be entertained, like Harmon Quest, it's not like that at all.
Right.
You sit and you listen to these people, and they're going through like, okay, how do I feel? I think my character would be scared. Well, actually, we have to go into my backstory of my character. So the person will go like, so what is there something in your backstory that would cause them to feel a certain way? And they'll go, okay, well, let's see. When I was, and they'll make it up.
Yeah.
And so they can just make it up. So you can choose. That's the interesting thing about it for me is that like D&D always feels like you're trying to survive and you're trying to.
Yeah.
I haven't played it yet in full, but like.
It does feel
it
that
feels
way.
Like you're like trying to win.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. D&D can be that experience you're talking about too. You could play a character based
right. That's
emotional.
True, I guess.
Here's because D&D, you can do
anything you want,
whatever
yeah.
you want. It's the die that are the. I guess that's the
deciding. Thing.
That's your guidance.
Right.
Is the die, but everything you do, like you can be a character that like literally every decision you make in the game can be dice rolls. That's a pain in the ass,
right?
But it can be done,
right?
So
but
if you want to be a character like that's based on like your feelings, like you could bring two different die,
yeah,
and go, all right, whenever I do this one, I'm gonna roll with this die. Whenever I do this one, I roll with this die. And your DM has, I mean, well, ideally they figure a way around it, like unless like it's like, oh well, you have to use this die, but we could come up with a set of rules that happen when you use this
sure,
die.
Sure, sure, sure. I just think it's interesting that this is entirely built around, it's called itself a cooperative storytelling game.
It's
it is not.
I want to play it. That sounds
like,
amazing.
It's all about like, you aren't if you're scared, that may give you a disadvantage, but the players are never worried about, like, oh, if I do this, I'm not going to win. They're like, no, my character is genuinely scared, so I'm going to roll this die that probably doesn't give me as much of an advantage, but it's genuinely how I'm feeling in this moment.
Interesting.
Because in D&D, I will say, in D&D, like, if you're, depending on what kind of character you're playing, if you're a scared character, or, like say you've established that your character's is claustrophobic or something, and you're playing somewhere where, like, all the walls are, it's very a tight space. Ideally, a good DM is going to go, hey, by the way, since you're in this area and that's like part of your weakness and that affects you, your attacks or, like, this part of you will be, like, 3 times lower.
Right.
So it'll affect, like,
and so I think that is good, but I think what's different about this and why I think I like, there's a part that resonates with me with this system that I like a lot. I mean, again, like, I'm just listening to it, so I don't know. But, like, instead of it being like, oh, my character specifically has claustrophobia, it's like, no, if you were in this space, if you were in this scenario, your character was in this scenario, how would they genuinely feel? And that is the guiding principle for the entire thing. So anyway, I don't want to go on too much longer, but, like,
that's interesting.
It's really fascinating. So if you're interested, know it's slow. You can skip the 00 episode. I'm listening to, let me pull it up so I can, I'm listening to Twilight Mirage is the campaign that I'm doing, is what I'm listening to. But there's a 00 episode where they build the whole world and build all the characters. That's interesting to me, so I listen to it, but it's very slow. The whole thing's very slow, but it is fascinating. Anyway.
What's it called?
It's called Friends at the Table. And they do a bunch of different campaigns all set in different worlds, and they're all co-op storytelling games.
Cool.
So, okay, so let's jump back into how did you get Santa spoiled for you? Sorry, that was a big...
Oh, no, yeah, it's totally fine.
Big diversion.
So,
the person, poor person who's like, I don't want to get Santa spoilers, just like...
Oh, they got fucked. Guys, if you skipped ahead to here, you just got fucked. Sorry.
You skip a few minutes or here. Oh, I missed a spoiler for Christmas. Here I am.
Nope, spoiled. Christmas spoiled. That was on purpose. If you're listening to this podcast, you have to know Santa ain't real.
Don't listen to this podcast with your kids.
yeah, sorry.
I think
you say fuck a lot.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Oh, fuck, mommy. I had an inkling of it when I was a kid because of movies and TV kind of spoiling it.
Yeah.
But I think the one that really broke kind of the camel's back was the movie Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sinbad. Something about that finally made me realize, oh, wait, I don't think Santa's real.
Because the dad's going to try to get the
presents. There was something about it. I think someone made a comment about Santa Claus and not being real or something. And then it hit me. Holy shit. Santa Claus doesn't exist. But it wasn't like a big, like, moment where I hit the wall. It was like it was gradually happened. And that was when it finally clicked. Jingle All the Way.
So I had it's weird because I had, like, the short answer is I had a discussion with my next door neighbor. Like, we were just, like, talking about Christmas, and then we both kind of went and were just like, so Santa's probably our parents, right? Like, we were like 10.
Yeah.
Not even, no, maybe younger, like maybe eight or nine. Like, it's around that age. Maybe 8 or 9, maybe 10. But we were like we were literally just hanging out playing, and then, like, because it was Christmas time. And they just thought about it. We're like, Santa's probably your parents, right? Like, and they were like, yeah, they have different handwriting. Because we were looking at the presents.
Damn, you're investigating.
You know, and they're like.
But what if the elves wrote the tags?
Yeah, but, like, we were just like, and then we were both like, yeah. And we're like, it's okay.
But
and
did you ever leave, like, cookies and stuff?
Yeah, I left cookies. And here's the thing. The way my mom did for Christmas. Because presents wouldn't just show up on Christmas Eve. Because I stayed up all night on Christmas Eve.
Uh-huh.
She, and I don't know, like, I guess the media, like, media never really, like,
spoiled
the rules. I was always on the impression growing up that Santa came throughout the whole month of December.
And see, that would be a little more reasonable, though, right?
And that's the thing. That made sense to me as a kid. I'm like, one night is never enough.
Yeah, but magic.
It was still, like, it's still logically, it was like, that's impossible. So... my brain,
flying reindeer,
and the way my mom set it up too was like randomly throughout the month of December, Santa would show up when you were sleeping, and to make sure when you were actually sleeping, show up and leave a present.
Mm.
And so throughout the month, like there'd be, and it wouldn't be every day. It would be like, you know, like maybe once a week. But in my kid brain, I'm like, I don't know. Like I'd go and check, and there'd be, there like sometimes there would be a present.
Yeah.
And like usually little things, and then like the week of Christmas, there would be like a bigger package, and it's just like, well, I don't know, what is it, you know? So it was a lot of that, and like so throughout the month of December, sometimes I'd leave cookies out, and here's the genius of my mom.
She'd eat them.
She'd eat them, but not all the time.
What?
So it'd be like I'd leave cookies out, and then like sometimes they'd be gone, and then I'd come back, and like the next day, like I'd leave more, like another like peanut butter or something, and sometimes they weren't eaten that night, and I was just like, oh, I guess Santa didn't come by tonight. So it was like,
wow.
It made it feel like, yep. Oh, I don't know, and I think good. That's why the elf on the shelf thing was okay, because it was like sometimes like I was under the impression like, oh, maybe he would show up, and maybe not leave something because like that day he found out. I was like, oh, I don't know, maybe she wasn't good enough that day. So
oh,
to me,
damn.
But that was, she never said that. That was just me and my kid brain going like, how do I get more presents?
Right.
Because I have a month to like try to get as many as possible.
Oh my God.
She just wanted to be good for a month. That's what
yeah,
she
well,
wanted.
I just, yeah. And plus like her thing was like we opened presents at midnight on Christmas Day.
Right.
So I stayed up all night.
Yeah. That was a new
so
concept for me.
So that's why like
me.
Santa wasn't going to show up when I was awake.
That was a new concept because when I saw Home Alone 2 or 1, They woke up in the morning on Christmas Day,
mm-hmm.
and then they ran to the Christmas tree, and then they opened up their presents. I don't know if you did that.
Yeah, that's what I did.
So I think that's like, because I guess in the Latin families or something, we open it on midnight, which is interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and then when I saw that, I was like, what? Why is this kid waiting till the morning of Christmas Day to open it? But it makes sense, because Santa Claus comes at night.
At night.
And then you wake up, and you open up the presents. So, yep. Like, Christmas Day almost becomes, like, an afterthought.
I know some
in
people
my
who would do one present at midnight, and then they have to go to sleep.
Oh, yeah, we used to do that. As
yeah,
I got older, we
thing.
Used to do that,
yeah.
Because I was like, they're all here. Can I just open one? Like, yeah, you can.
How'd you find out?
So, mine is pretty tragic.
Oh no!
Spencer!
I really fucked up.
How old were you?
Oh, I don't know. I was getting the age. I just found out last 16. Year. When nobody showed up to give me presents at my house when I moved out of my house. That'd be great if you didn't know. And then you get to college and you're like, where the fuck are the presents?
That's yeah. how I figured out Tooth Fairy wasn't real. I didn't tell my mom I lost a tooth. I just put it in my pillow.
Oh, shit.
I went
devious.
To school.
But here's the thing. I believed
child.
In the Tooth Fairy. So why would I need to tell my mom? I just didn't think. I just
that's
thought
true.
Like.
See, I went to school and I was like, the Tooth Fairy gave me this. And people are like, yeah, right. Dumbass. And I'm like, what? The Tooth Fairy? And like,
yeah,
stupid.
You're fucking dumb,
you're
dude. You're dumb, dude.
I'm like, oh, that's okay.
No, I went the next morning and like, I was just like, I lifted the pillow and there's still my tooth and I was just like, oh.
My mind was blown when that happened. I lifted the pillow and I saw money. I was like, my brain couldn't process the fact of what just happened. Like, my tooth is here. Now there's money here. This is amazing.
So hold on. I'm gonna look up something really quick because
is that to do with your Santa Claus?
It's important.
Okay,
hold on. So it was. I was at the age where I probably should have been. Where I probably should have been ready to say goodbye to the belief in Santa Claus. But nonetheless, I wasn't. I still believed. it doesn't have it on here. Okay, never mind. But I was a kid who loved to learn. I love to learn new information. I loved to learn how to spell things.
I don't understand why you're in Gryffindor.
So
I know.
I was like, it does not make sense to me.
So I'll show you my Pottermore. So I had a little thing. I had one of those spell check things where you type in the words. I remember those as a kid. But okay. You type in the word and you type in what you think it is and you hit enter. Now it's obsolete with phones. But it used to be like a little, probably like the size of an iPhone.
It's like a digital dictionary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you type it in, you almost like text it in, you hit enter.
I think I had one.
And it comes up, and then you can hit the thing, and it'll read it out loud or whatever. And so it'll show you how to spell it.
Uh-huh.
So I love that because I could look up stuff that I heard.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I think this is how you spell it, and then learn how to spell it. But the downfall of my childhood was that not only does it tell you how to spell it, but it also gives you a dictionary definition.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
So I was like looking up stuff, and it was around the holiday, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna look up Santa Claus.
Oh no,
because
no.
I thought it was spelled with an E, and a friend of mine,
me too,
yeah,
I thought it was spelled with an E because that Santa Claus movie with Tim
right.
Allen.
It's
I always
e.
thought it was spelled with an E.
So we had this debate that it was spelled with an E, and I was like, no, it's spelled with an E, and they were like, no, it isn't, and I ended up being wrong. So I was like, scrolling through it, I was like, how is it? And then it said, a fictional being, and I was like,
oh no. no, Spencer.
What? And then I went home and I confronted my parents about it. And I was like, you lied to me. And I was in tears. I was crying. No. I was angry. I was, I like wouldn't talk to them for the rest of the night.
Had,
I like took the Santa,
like the worst I had case the, scenario.
I took the yeah. Santa hat that was hanging up and I threw it on the ground. I remember as a kid, threw it on the ground. I got really angry and sad and cried. And my, and you know, bless my parents. They tried their best, but I was like, they were like, no, this, it's just a tradition. Like, I'm like, no, you lied. You lied. You are liars. You lied to me. How can I trust anything you ever say again? And so that,
oh my God, that was, that is so sad.
I wish you had like the little logical moment. Cause like, I remember with my friend, we were discussing, we were like, okay, cause we're trying to figure out video games essentially.
Right.
Cause Elle's making video games. We also knew that was like, that can't be right.
Right.
So it was like, we were like, there are certain things
that don't work.
That don't work. Like, oh, like is Santa buying it? Like, it was like a
I
weird,
I thought
like,
Elle's went to Best Buy.
Oh, that's, yeah. But it was like a weird thing to it.
Three Sims, please.
Yeah.
Can I tell you guys what I want my, like, if I have kids, because I still want to do Santa as a thing, what I'm going to do to kind of negate that
scenario. Yeah, but this is
going
to bite you in the butt when your kids listen to the podcast.
Like, yeah, like, they're going to go through.
All right, son, your mom needs you to listen to all my episodes of this podcast.
Back in the day. Daddy, what's the word fuck?
Shut up, kid.
God.
But what I want to do is, like, they're going to get presents from Santa, but the present they actually wanted, like, the big gift, is from me.
Why? Why are you trying to compete with Santa?
Because I'm the one who got them the shit. So yep. You be nice and be good for me. Santa, like, so if you want a console, I am getting you the console. Santa might get you a couple games.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Santa's going to get you the game, but I got you the big thing. So... in the end, when they figure out that Santa's not real, it's like, well, mom always got me like the thing I actually wanted anyway. So she's the one I have to suck up to.
You're trying to ease him off.
Yeah, but like I feel like that's a fair compromise. Cause then also it explains the like maybe like the part like maybe like it's like the accessories. Like, oh, like Santa's not gonna build a console, but he could build the controller.
Right.
You know, like in my head I was just like, I'm like, Santa's not making computers. You know, like,
I mean, you don't
just,
know.
I mean, could, but like just the image of it, like he you might see be. All the Christmas movies and stuff, like it's toys. So maybe like the Lego sets, things like that. Santa could bring you
That'd
those.
Be a great
but
movie.
Like the thing you wanted, the doll you wanted, the like whatever it is, it, that's me. I went out of the way to get it. You know.
Yeah.
But like, so you want that special Barbie? Okay, but you get the Barbie from me. All the extra clothing is.
I'm gonna tell my kids there's a magic moose. And just get away with the Santa. Just do away with the Santa and just have me
magic moose.
And that that magic moose is only for you. So everybody else gets Santa, but you get your very own magic moose. I don't know why. It just sounds fun to me that there's like a floating, flying moose that comes in the house. And then I could just destroy everything in the house. Just like knock over a bunch of shit.
The magic moose came.
Yeah, the magic moose came. He's wild magic moose.
So when when I found out Santa Claus wasn't real.
He talks too. In Spanish, only in Spanish.
Hola. When I found out Santa Claus wasn't real, I also, my second thing was learning that Santa Claus is spelled without an E.
Yeah.
Because I didn't realize that movie was doing a like a pun.
A pun.
I did not know that. Then I also thought reindeer didn't exist. So I was like, oh, well, Santa Claus doesn't exist? Reindeer don't exist?
So when you finally
reindeer
were...
do exist.
And then I went to the mall in high school and I was like, uh-oh, they do exist.
Like was every
because I thought they were I thought caribou was like the reindeer equivalent, but no, because that's what I don't know. Somebody told me, and sometimes when someone tells you something as a kid,
it's
you just kind of keep
isn't
to
it. Sort of true though. Is
they're
caribou?
Just another.
They're
type
like a
of
type
deer.
Of deer.
They're a type of deer.
Yeah, reindeer are a deer.
I thought I thought reindeer was based off the caribou, and so I didn't know that
Got
there was.
It. Okay, you thought they were the same? Is what you're saying?
Yeah, like
the
yeah.
reindeer,
like an elf. Is like or a dwarf, and then you have reindeer,
right?
You
right.
know what I mean.
You thought that they took caribou and they were like, this is the fantasy version of caribou.
Yes.
Like,
okay,
so reindeer are unicorns to horses.
Yes.
That's exactly it. So and then I finally saw one in real life, and I was like, oh well, that's kind of
cool. A real reindeer.
It's a real reindeer.
But does it fly? No, it doesn't, because they're liars.
Did you guys ever go through, like, well, I guess you didn't. I also went through the brief period where I thought there might be more than one Santa. Like, there's main Santa, But then, like, all the mall... Because I believed
all...
I was
really suspicious
because I believed all the mall Santas were Santa, but I thought they were all working for Santa. Like, I thought they were, like, Santa...
You thought there was, like, a Santa conspiracy. Like,
there
Well,
no, I just genuinely thought it was just like, okay, because you could go to different malls and there'd be different Santas and they'd look different. Like, I'm not dumb. Like, yeah. You could...
You thought they were pulling like Keira Knightley for Natalie Portman.
Yeah, like one.
Right, yeah.
One Santa had a long beard, another one has like a short real beard. Like there's, you could tell.
Something suspicious.
Something suspicious. So, but I just thought they were like agents for Santa. Like they were
that
all.
That would be such a better universe if they were
all
like
the
agents
part of it.
Of Santa.
Yeah. And when you talk to the mall Santa, he would report to like the big guy. Because the big guy was like magic Santa.
Got it.
Like I just. This is just my brain as a kid, trying to logic myself around.
Trying to figure out how
why,
all that
like, because it didn't make sense.
It's like Occam's Razor, where it's like, as we get older, we realize, like, no, it's probably just that he's not real. Like, you know what I mean? Like, as you get, all of these, you have to have all of these exceptions to I feel like that is in more than just what we're talking about. But, like, you have to make all of the exceptions for things, and it's like, nah, it's probably just not real.
Yeah.
Or it's probably just not. That's probably just not the answer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like I want to see a movie of like Little Star going and investigating Santa Claus.
All the mall. I'll be
like
okay.
Going to the malls, comparing notes,
and being like, okay, but.
And then like the dark part of the dark.
Was it Harriet the Spy?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking.
Did you guys Harriet ever? The Spy. Do you guys ever? I mean, my mom didn't do this, which I'm glad she didn't. But she grew up with Swarte Piet or Black Piet. Do you know anything about this?
No.
Okay, so there's a Dutch Christmas tradition. It's very controversial.
Oh, this is what I wanted to know. Remember, I was like, things that happen in other countries. Okay,
yeah.
This is-
so, and it was. It's very. It's still popular in Holland, although there's a lot of controversy around it because the story is, and it's changed over the years to try to keep up, but it's still a little. So back in the day, Santa didn't have elves. He had slaves. So, because you know the Dutch.
Oh shit! this is a dark, dark tale.
Yeah, yeah. So his main go-to guy was Swarte Piet, which means Black Piet, and there was a gentleman who would dress up in blackface and be Santa's assistant. So this is the end.
I feel sick.
So throughout the years, you know, Swarte Piet has like I don't remember what his original thing. I just know. Like, that was, like, the thing. Then over the years, it's like, oh, no, Swarte Piet is a freed slave. Like, Santa helped free the slaves. And this guy was just like, Santa, I'm so glad you freed me. You've got a bro. I'm going to work for you.
Okay.
So that's how they've changed it up. But it was still a man in blackface. And, again, nowadays, it's still a tradition. And there are people who still dress up in blackface in Holland for this. But... And obviously, like, there's controversy around it because half the time, what they're trying to say though is like, because he's so black, like he's coal, that like clearly this isn't like a person. They're trying to be like, no one actually looks like this. It's like an elf, like it's a fictional fantasy creature because it's his skin is like ridiculous. Like he doesn't
light.
It's not still not okay.
Yeah.
And the alternate thing is now they're trying to turn him into different colors. Like he's like different rainbow colors.
Like so
he's
Pete.
He's purple Pete. He's just Pete now. Like a Pete of different colors to try to negate that we
Saffron Pete.
There's someone in blackface. However, but there's a lot of people who want to stick Aquamarine to this tradition Pete. Of having like
yellow green.
And they're not calling him like they call him his helper, they call him an elf now. He's not They don't associate the slavery part, but that's what it was. So in St. Martin, though.
Are there lots of them, and he's just, like, the most famous one?
He's like, the main dude. He's, like, the main elf. He's head elf.
And he oversees all the rest of the...
Elves.
Are they elves, or are they
Well, now they're elves. Now they're elves.
They didn't used to be. A bunch of...
Yeah.
African-American
think
people.
Think about this tradition,
I just
you
not
guys.
African-American blind.
Think about why would Santa have a whole bunch of elves? Think about where that comes from.
Fuck me. Just, God damn
you
it.
You know, anyway.
Wait, is it?
Yeah, because Santa Claus is also he's Saint Nick. It's very, it's a very European.
We got to bring the moose idea back in here.
I think the magic moose.
Wait. I didn't mean to tell the story to bring it down.
Idea.
I'm telling you from, okay, so my mom would tell me the story of St. Martin, Caribbean Island, all black people mostly, like I would say like 95%, mm-hmm. With also various degrees of other people of color. But Santa Claus would show up. Santa Claus, definitely like white dude in a suit with the thing. Ho, 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 Christmas, it's your in-school Santa shows up to give presents to all the good kids, and the teacher would point out who the good kids are.
Oh, shit.
Then,
damn. That's not brutal. That one. He's an asshole.
Right,
those
wait,
two.
Here's the thing. Part two to this is now Swatter Pete also comes in. Still a dude in blackface. So,
but
and
wait,
I,
why? If
because that Swatter Pete is a man in blackface. That's what the character is. And I used to ask my mom, I was like, was this like a thing for you? And she's just like, no, because he wasn't us. Like, we don't look like that. So even for my mom, he was a mythical being.
Interesting.
Because he didn't look like black people. Because okay. He was a man in blackface. He didn't look like. So at least on the Caribbean island, uh-huh. That's kind of how it was interpreted, because it was so absurd.
Wait, would he come in and give it to like the less good kids?
So
how would that work?
Swarthy Pete's job was to
just kick the shit out of the bag.
Yeah.
Curb them.
And this is also part of the tradition, is that Swarthy Pete's job was to take away the bad kids away.
And do what with them?
To take them away.
That's it?
To
that
disappear
ominous?
Disappear them?
That was, you take them away.
Oh my God, that's terrifying.
So Swarthy Pete
time
would
to be taken away, Jimmy.
So, I'm leaning more and more towards Magic Moose.
Yeah.
So Swarthy Pete would come into the classroom and everybody would be freaked the fuck out.
Oh my God.
And the teacher would point out who the bad kids were. And Swarthy Pete would come with his big old bag and be like, you got to get in this bag.
No.
And the kids would cry, be upset. No, I'm going to be good. I promise. And he's like, are you sure you're going to be good? And he's like, yeah, I'm going to promise I'll be good. And he's like, okay, if you're not good, I'll be back next
year.
I'll
fuck you up.
And then move on his way. And that's how, and then like either then maybe Santa would give him a present or like I think they got a piece
of
coal.
It's like a good cop, bad cop situation.
Yeah, it's a good cop, bad cop situation where it's like, oh, you want to be good.
Oh my God, get him, Pete.
Because Swatter the Pete will come take you and put you in his bag and take you away. Away.
Holy shit.
So Swatter the Pete,
that's
guys.
So incredibly racist, yeah. And
yep.
Awful and hilarious in a bad way.
My mom would talk about Swarthy Pete with fond memories, and I'm like, oh God, like she just
Jesus.
Because it was just,
casting for Swarthy Pete limited as well.
Honestly, because I think it's like since I mean St. Martin's Dutch and French, like there's Dutch folks that come visit and like who like vacation and who move there, so there were white folks on the island. It's just not like the majority.
Yeah.
And my mom went to a Catholic school, so like they were like, you know, a little
stricter.
Stricter and hard. So having someone come in and be like spooking the kids to be like be good is not like
it's not out of the ordinary.
No, like there's worse things where you're like going to hell like all the time. So
those haunted houses, that's like this is hell.
Going away versus like going to hell. What are you going to do?
That's terrifying.
Christmas.
But yeah,
news.
So if you want to introduce your kids to Swarthy Pete.
No, do not.
But I don't know. I don't know if he still takes kids away. I think with the maybe the newer trending of him being different colors and he's like Santa's like top elf. I think that's the new, which like when people said Elf on the Shelf, like it's starting to be popular. I was like, oh, it's like Swarthy Pete's like, he's changed.
Yeah.
He's like morphing into like, because he's still
an
a snitch.
Elf. Yeah.
He's still a little snitch who's going to tell Santa what you're up
damn,
to.
Damn, a little snitch.
I want to cut him.
Snitches get stitches.
I was going to say, you just got to slice the.
Just start shanking him.
Yeah,
just a bunch of kids.
Slice up the plush doll and then sew him back up and be like, snitches get stitches.
But I'm glad also my mom didn't do Swarthy Pete.
Yeah.
Like I think, but she was like, oh yeah, come to the school.
Okay, last piece. I want to answer one wintry question.
Wintery
from the Slack.
Question. Okay.
You have to participate in the next Winter Olympics. What sport would you join? And I think you do pretty decent in. Martin asks.
Oh, definitely want to do curling.
Curling.
Oh, you know what's funny? That was my first thought of like, what could I maybe be good at last minute?
Yeah.
Like zero training outside of like. Learn to be on the ice on your skates because that's going to be like.
Question is are you the one throwing the curl?
My first
sweeping?
Thought was sweeping, that I'd be a sweeper.
I'm deciding. I don't know what I want to be.
I think they all have to alternate.
Okay.
Everybody throws and I think everybody sweeps.
My God. I used to.
We'd be a good curl. We have the three people.
We'd have a good curling team.
I think in
all
two.
Three of us.
What was it? 2008 Winter Olympics? I don't know. I got into curling. And
well,
I was
it's
watching.
So fascinating.
I was like watching the American team, and this one guy, this one motherfucker, kept like, fucking up, and they kept putting him up to bat or whatever the term is for curling, and he kept messing up when the USA.
You
was
know what
up.
It is? Do you guys play that bar game with oh, the yes. sand and the things? That's like curling.
Shuffleboard.
It's like shuffleboard with the little pieces of sand.
Yeah.
And that's essentially like a light form of curling. And like, if you get that feeling of like. You like move it just right, like, and I'm like, I can feel that on the ice. Because
the dexterity
satisfying.
Game,
the
yeah.
broom is for like
making it
smooth, smoother,
yeah. and to like try to track it to like.
I think I would do sled dog racing because I could just sit there and just sled yeah. dog race.
That's hard though.
Yeah, but it's better than
that's
like
a lot of wind in your face. Like,
yeah, but
I
if they were like, you have to
like,
do it today, I would be like, I can't even stand up on ice skates, let alone like sweep
can
shit.
You know,
on ice
can you not skate?
I mean, I probably could. I haven't done it in years.
Oh, man. When you guys get back into town, you'll go to the ice skating rink.
Yeah.
Go to the rink?
Yeah, there's a rink.
We'll play go some. To the rink. Do some curling training at
my,
the...
I can only go in, like, the circle. Like, I can't... I'm not...
I go the opposite way and just scream the whole time.
I try to... Oh, my God. I try to do that. I've always tried to do that cool thing where you stop... With the side.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
When I saw that, the Mighty
That's
Ducks.
Me going into the wall.
That's how you stop.
Yeah, I want to, yeah, I would love to do, like, figure skating. Like, I think that's, it's beautiful.
Yeah, but if but, you, but if they you told ev- you, like, right now you
well,
had to
like,
do it.
Right now it would be like, oh, no, none of that's going to happen.
I'd be like,
I can't
could
skate,
skate in a circle.
Like, I can't think
to,
of any
you
other
You need to
sport.
Be able to do, like Yuri on Ice, which is a very good anime. You guys should watch that. It's
I keep hearing about that. Slack it's, was talking about
it's,
that.
It's ice skating anime.
Yuri
it's,
on Ice.
And it's a
so
love story.
Particular.
It's a love story that, like, it's, like, about with boys. It's about boys ice skating and falling in love. Oh. And, like, learning to, like, your skating's your passion, and that's how you express your feelings.
Sounds like
and,
it's just a show about just peeing on ice.
And it's like...
What?
What?
Yuri on Ice?
Oh,
you're gonna go Yuri?
No, his name is Yuri because he's Japanese.
Oh, Yuri.
Yuri.
I just heard Yuri.
Urine
like,
on ice.
No. Urine on ice.
Well, boys, today we're gonna
Japanese, pee on ice, and that's the whole show.
Japanese Yuri falling
just
in love with
ice.
his mentor Victor, who's like the Russian figure there, skater, and they're like all from all over the world, which is great.
Is there
like,
Yuri
oh.
not on ice? It's like a sideshow. Yuri on the ocean.
No, because his name is just Yuri. There's two Yuris in the show, actually.
What? Why would they do that?
Yuri on fire.
Well, one Yuri. Yuri on fire. One Yuri's Russian Yuri, and the other one's Japanese Yuri.
That
both
seems confusing.
Because they're both Russian.
They
they're Russian Yuris and Japanese Yuris. And,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
but
it becomes a
confusing.
Thing about their names, too. They're like, oh, the Yuris are competing, and they're like, and so.
But it's like Bob's Burgers. There's not like three Bobs.
So there's like Yuri Chan, and they call the other one Yuri O, and Russian Yuri does not like being called Yuri O because he was like, I was here first. Anyway, it's a great show. It's beautiful.
I heard Yu-Gi-Oh! That's all I care about.
Yeah, that's what I heard too. But I hear, yeah, Slack, yeah. Slack speaks highly of
it's
it.
It's great. It's a great show. It's a good feel good. Because they do, like, I think the main, like, I know there was quote unquote controversy over it because they're never, like, explicit with their, like,
love.
Like, feel like, you could tell, like, it's very clear they're in love, but it's all in, like, subtext. Like even when they, even though there's a kissing scene, they cut right before it happens, but you know it happened. So there's a lot of people saying they're like, oh, this is like queer baiting because there's always you could always have the argument of like, oh no, they're just like brotherly in love or something like that. But Japanese culture, that's it's less about the overt expression of things. The subtler things mean more and is actually like more prominent.
Yeah.
So that's why like it's not about the like like.
They don't
like,
need to be as explicit about
it. Because even with
it.
Like het couples in anime, you rarely see them kiss.
What or did you just say?
Het couples?
Het?
Like hetero.
Oh, I never heard that.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So like you rarely in anime, you rarely see them kiss. You like they have like their big moment, but even then, like a lot of times they'll cut away too.
Yeah.
So like they're still treating it the same, but it is a subtler thing, but to me, I'm like, they're very clearly like,
yeah.
In gay love. And in love and getting fucking married. Like, it's really clear. They're just not saying like, "Hi, I'm gay and I'm in love with you." They're
right.
just like,
interesting.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds interesting. I didn't notice that, like, watching, because I've watched some anime, but I've never, like, realized that they aren't as explicit, but it makes sense. I mean, I have
It's just culturally,
yeah,
it's not
culturally
the,
it's not
the same kind of thing. And it's usually if you do see like couples who are together, it's either like a comedy or it's something where like that's not actually the focus. But if it's a love story, it takes forever, but it takes forever in our shows too. But it just, it's, you maybe get the kiss.
Yeah.
Maybe. But if you get hand-holding, if you get any of that, you're like, oh my God, like they did it. Like, and then they just held hands. That's funny. Even if it's like for a second where you're like, Like they have a big thing about accidental kisses. Have you heard of this?
No.
If you share a drink with somebody, and you're, so you're technically sharing spit, those are called accidental kisses. Japan, that's a big old deal. That's like, oh shit.
So if I had like, oh yeah, if I'm
went here,
Coke
I was like, you want to taste this, and you sipped off my thing, that's technically it would be like a
people would be shocked.
They would be like, oh. Like,
so there's a group of 10 of us just passing the same Coke. They'd be like, damn.
Yeah, it would be like, what the fuck are you?
Everyone just kissing each other.
Yeah, it's accidental kiss. Like if you share a drink. Like, and so, and people will like treasure it.
What if you share food?
I don't know. You don't, it's usually like the beverage. I think it's like the spit factor.
Oh, okay.
So, like,
I'm gonna
wear if I spit all over food,
so it's like
and
a thing where, like,
I have wax
there'll
lips.
There'll be a moment, like, I've seen in some anime where a girl will be drinking off of like some Coke and it's like bitter, like she accidentally got like a coffee instead of something. She's like, ugh, and she just gives it to the boy who she doesn't realize likes her. She's like, ugh, and he's like, he takes it, he's like, okay. And she like wanders away, and then he's just like, and he's just like, like, oh my God.
Fireworks.
Yeah. Mind you, like, they're like teenagers. So I can also see that. I could see that here.
Yeah,
like,
as teenagers.
If you share a drink with a person you like, you're like,
oh yeah, that's a big deal.
Oh man.
I remember just getting close to somebody you like. Just even like
standing within 10 feet of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sitting next to them and you accidentally like move your leg a little bit just to touch their leg.
Yeah.
And you're like,
and all that tension, like that's what, like, at least so from what I've seen, like Japanese romance animes, they live off of that. That feeling of like, oh my God, you're like near the person.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. Which is great for when you're like, I just want fluff to watch.
Yeah.
And it's not like it's life and death, but it's not life and death. It's just like it's the feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Watch anime, guys. It's
Okay, well, we have to go because we're at lunch.
Yeah.
Our lunch is ending.
We got to go back to work.
I thought I was going home after that.
Nope. But we're close. It's Friday. It's the end of the week.
And then
you got Steven Universe poster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everything's right in the world. Okay, well, we're going to be off next week.
Yes.
Yeah. How does this work out schedule-wise?
So this is going up on Wednesday or Thursday.
Which is the
21st.
Yeah.
So Christmas, go hang out with your family.
Yeah. We won't have an episode on the week of Christmas.
Yeah.
But then the week after that, we'll be back.
And I will be gone.
You'll be gone.
Because I would come back the 7th.
That's right. Okay.
Oh.
So you'll be gone.
Yeah.
Extended vacation.
So we'll need to find a little person to come in. Or it'll just be you and me.
Okay.
We'll figure it out.
That's fine.
A little elf on the shelf, maybe.
A little bread on the shelf.
You find someone. There's somebody in the office.
I just want to make a shelf on a shelf, and you just put a shelf, and it's just a shelf sitting on a shelf.
Shelf on a shelf.
And then you get an elf, and you set the elf on the shelf on the shelf.
You put an elf on the
shelf on the shelf.
Elf on the elf on the elf. Elf
sitting on the elf.
Elf on the elf on the shelf on the shelf.
Yeah, no, and then I want a shelf sitting on an elf, so it's an elf on a shelf on an elf on a shelf.
A shelf on an elf, an elf on a shelf on a shelf.
Elves holding up the shelf.
Yeah, then you have many. Then you have a shelf. Then you have an elf on a shelf.
You have a shelf on some elves.
You have an elf on a shelf on some elves on a shelf. But you need something with an elf. You could also have being held by an elephant. So you'd have an elf on a shelf on an elephant on a shelf.
I was thinking like Keebler cookies. If you got to put Keebler cookies from...
We could put...
The cookies made by the elves on the shelf.
You could put a shell on the back of an elephant. So it'd be an elf on a shelf on a shell on an elephant on a shelf.
I got to take a nap.
I wasn't on board at first and I was like, wait, I can join in on this game.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Happy holidays.
Yeah,